And, you know, he's covered by some guy that's 6'4", 6'5". The on-gauge receivers, they've got some big guys out there. They've got some really big receivers. They're sophomores, they're juniors. But you've got Jake Wright, who's got to be about 6'5", and he's got a couple receivers that he can throw to well over 6 foot tall that can catch the ball, too.
Right, and it helps, too, when he's putting it right over their shoulders while they're catching it in stride, passed over the Caseville defenders that are playing them perfect. You know, it was they just hooked up beautifully all night.
And you got receivers out of the backfield that can also catch the ball and bowl it. So the on-gauge Bulldogs, they really have got a good team this year. You know, they're going to be a really contender here all the way right till the end.
Yeah, you know, I wasn't sure because, like I say, you know, I mean, you know, like it or not, they play a fairly weak schedule compared to a Caseville. You know, they have a couple good games. I know they faced the Kingston last week, which will get them a little bit more battle-tested. So you never know what you're going to get because we don't see the teams that they play. But they definitely put the hurt on tonight.
Well, again, our score here, we've got a few more things to cover, but we've got a couple sponsors to take care of. Our final 54-6 at Owen Gage High School. We've got a few more things we're going to cover for the upcoming week, and we'll be right back after this.
Where do you go when your vehicle needs heating, cooling, or air conditioning repair? Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. They are the specialists that will give you a permanent repair. They have the expert knowledge, the proper equipment, and parts to do the job right. Cars, trucks, semis, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. They even do full-service mechanic work. Stop by for a free cooling system inspection to be sure your heater is working properly for winter.
Hi, this is Gary Rachi. I guarantee we'll properly diagnose and fix your vehicle right the first time. We've been serving the area for over 65 years and offer fast and professional service. That's Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe, a good place to take a leak.
How confident do you feel about your retirement? It's never too early or too late to start thinking about it. Ask me, Ameriprise Financial Advisor Bill Lukowski, about the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. You and I can break down retirement planning step by step to get the real answers you need. In fact, 93% of clients who have had the Confident Retirement Approach conversation feel more confident about their retirement. Get started today. Call me at 810-376-4710. Our office is located at 3473 Main Street in downtown Deckerville.
Percentage based on Ameriprise Financial Confident Retirement Client Survey as of December 2013. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
Do you remember last winter and your incredibly costly heating bill? This winter is predicted to be the same or even worse. Hi, this is Matt Reaver. Block your high energy bill and score with a water furnace geothermal heat pump from B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing in Bad Axe. Water furnace units use the free renewable energy in your own backyard to save up to 70% on your heating, cooling, and hot water. Right now, save even more with a 30% renewable energy tax credit. See how much you can save by switching to geothermal. Visit waterfurnace.com/switch to try your free savings calculator. B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing in Bad Axe, supporting local sports and the pursuit of academic excellence.
Welcome back to Owendale High School. As the rain comes down, and it rained here tonight, 54-6, the final. Owen Gage Bulldogs are celebrating Parents' Night. I'm sure the OP is just packed downtown.
Oh, I think so.
The Owendale Pub. Everybody, well, that's what they were running for, I think, or the school. About 2.5 minutes to go in the ball game. We had pretty decent weather for most of the game, a little sprinkle here and there, and then she just started to pour with about 2 minutes to go here. We tried to get out of here, but we just couldn't. And that field, we're just down on it. It is already all mud. And so at least the kids got to play a good game tonight. And we did have fun watching both sides. Again, we've always talked about this, Chad, when we do the games. Maybe a lopsided score, but it was a fun game to watch.
It really was. It was a fun game all the way through. It's hard to say, or hard to believe, I guess, that a team that gets beat 54-6 did a lot of things very effectively, but they really did.
Yeah.
They did a lot of things very, very well. The score just got away from them, and once that starts, that can be a difficult thing to stop.
And Caseville Eagles, such a young team. I'll tell you what, they've got some real talent. I'm looking forward to seeing these guys play next year. Look at the lineup here. Junior, sophomore, freshman, junior, one senior, freshman, sophomore, junior, freshman. That's the lineup. I mean, down on the freshman, sophomore, junior, sophomore, yep. Freshman. Caseville Eagles, it's nice to see the football program coming back the way it is.
Well, it is. And that's what you also have to consider with this Caseville team is they've only been back in football, what, a couple seasons now? So that means that all those kids out there have not played football in 7th and 8th and 9th and 10th grade. I mean, these kids, they're new to the game.
Right, yeah. Hey, we got another update here. Let's see. Birch Run, Millington, 27-21, the final. Peck and Deckerville in overtime. Let's go. Let's go.
I'm there. Sign me up.
We got to help Kelly load all the gear up, though, so we're not going to get out of here for a half hour anyways. But, let's talk again about the kids that played tonight. It was a fun game to watch. We want to thank all of the spectators that did come out and all of our listeners on Cruise 102.1 FM that were with us here and are nice and dry back in your living rooms and probably sitting around having hot chocolate around the campfire or the fireplace and enjoying the evening with the ball game. We've got a lot of our farmers still out in the fields tonight, a few of them probably coming in when it gets a little bit muddy out there. So I want to give a shout-out to all the farmers that are out on the road tonight listening to Cruise 102 as the Owen Gage Bulldogs defeated the Caseville Eagles tonight in quite a ball game. Caseville Eagles, let's go back to this again. Young team coming back. We've got a couple teams like that, but boy, here's some tough eight-man football in the thumb. Peck, Deckerville, and Owen Gage.
Oh,
throw
yeah.
Owen Gage into this mix.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, there's some tough teams. It's going to be fun to watch and see what happens come playoff time because there's a couple teams out there that I think are going to be playing very late into the fall.
Yeah. What I mean, and we saw just about everybody we saw out here all tonight. Warwick, Wright, Farner, Littlepage, Fritz, Good, Redford, Binder, Redford, Warwick, Lawrence, Woodward, Harp, Ray, Vincent. You know, great job tonight by head coach Steve Holliker. Really good play calling. Whoever's doing the offensive, calling the plays out tonight. Of course, when you got that talent, you know, you could have gone in a couple different directions.
Well,
and defensive coordinator Jim Wenzel.
Exactly. When you have David Binder out there, I think that makes play calling very, very easy. It's a pretty comfortable job, I would think. But again, we give a lot of credit to Dave, and he deserves a lot of it, but that offensive line was opening
line.
Up holes
wow.
that I couldn't believe. They were just huge. I mean, he has the talent and finishes off, but they really did a phenomenal job up front.
And it's not like Caseville was getting pushed over. They were scrapping for everything. Everybody was gang-tackling on it. But we want to give a big shout-out to both lines, but that Owen Gage offensive line, that front three out there is kind of funny saying the front three or the middle three. Boy, did they just, they did a great job on their blocking assignments. We were watching the game more in detail. That's one of the things about the eight-man. You can watch the line a lot more, get a little more detail out of the game.
Absolutely.
But they all made their downfield blocks. If you're going to be playing Owen Gage, you better be ready. If you're a linebacker for another team, which the Caseville Eagles saw tonight, you better be ready to be hit. Because if the ball's coming your way, those Owen Gage linemen are coming off there, and they're getting downfield blocks, even on the safeties or the corners.
Right.
If they're dropping back into a 4-2-2 or, you know, a 4-1-3.
Yep. They hardly ran any type of misdirection. You didn't see
right.
any counters or
yep.
anything like that. It was just hard-nosed, you know, right up the gut football. There wasn't misdirection. There wasn't too much tricky going on up front. Other
one
than
halfback pass.
One double reverse halfback
pass.
It was a beautiful play.
Yes.
But most of the time, it was just, let's go, hit the guy across from you as hard as you can, and make a big hole for whoever's carrying the ball, and they did it effectively all night.
Well, the coach doesn't pull out the trick play. When you don't need it, you don't pull that one out of the bag.
No.
Because, you know, somewhere in the stands, there was a scout setting from the team you play next,
yeah.
and that one's going to stay right in the backpack there for Coach Hocker.
Absolutely.
Well, we had a fun time tonight. Thank you, guys. Kurt Damrow, along with Chad Knobloch. Kelly, thank thank you for running the board for us again. Fantastic job on the board tonight. We also want to thank the cellular phone services for this broadcast are provided by Thumb Cellular. This game broadcast is a copyright presentation of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated. All rights reserved. Reproduction or redistribution of this program in any form, including reproduction or redistribution on the internet without the express written consent of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated, is strictly prohibited. So you guys have a great night. Be careful on the roads. Farmers, get those beats in. And thank you for listening to us tonight. This is Cruise 102.1 FM Sports. Congratulations. Owen Gage Bulldogs defeat the Caseville Eagles.
Hard work and dedication is how championship teams are made. Everyone at Signature Bank would like to congratulate all area athletes on a job well done.